Texte numéro 18. China, America and our warming planet. The United States and China are the world's two largest economies, two largest consumers of energy and two largest emitters of greenhouse gases. Together, we account for about 40% of the world's emissions. We need to solve this problem together because neither one of us can solve it alone. Even if the United States somehow eliminated all our domestic greenhouse gas emissions, it still wouldn't be enough to counteract the carbon pollution coming from China and the rest of the world. Likewise, even if China went down to zero emissions, it wouldn't make enough of a difference if the United States and the rest of the world didn't change direction. Today, President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping are jointly announcing targets to reduce carbon emissions in the post-2020 period. By doing this, together, and well before the deadline established by the international community, we are encouraging other countries to put forward their own ambitious emissions reduction targets soon, and to overcome traditional divisions so we can conclude a strong global climate agreement in 2015. Our announcement can inject momentum into the global climate negotiations, which resume in less than 3 weeks in Lima, Peru, and culminate next year in Paris. The commitment of both presidents to take ambitious action in our own countries and work closely to remove obstacles on the road to Paris sends an important signal that we must get this agreement done, that we can get it done, and that we will get it done. The targets themselves are also important. Ambitious action by our countries together is the foundation to build the low-carbon global economy needed to combat climate change. China is also announcing today that it would expand the share of total energy consumption coming from zero-emission sources, renewable and nuclear energy, to around 20% by 2030, sending a powerful signal to investors and energy markets around the world and helping accelerate the global transition to clean energy economies. To meet its goal, China will need to deploy an enormous amount of green energy, about the same as all the coal-fired power plants in China today, and nearly as much as the total electricity generation capacity of the United States. There is no question that all of us will need to do more to push toward the decarbonisation of the global economy. But in climate diplomacy, as in life, you have to start at the beginning. And this breakthrough marks a fresh beginning. Two countries, regarded for 20 years as the leaders of opposing camps in climate negotiations, have come together to find common ground, determined to make lasting progress on an unprecedented global challenge. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2014.